DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, July the 23rd, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Glad I looked at my watch because I had the 22nd written down. It's 23rd. Looking forward to a reaction Monday. What you think? What you think of Francisco Molinari winning the British Open? What'd you think of the really awesome leaderboard coming down the stretch? And the drama, the high drama at Carnoustie. We'll get your thoughts on that. Molinari winning, Tiger Woods in contention, and Rory McIlroy with an eagle on the back, really jumping up in there. So we'll get to that as the show goes on. One of the best majors in recent years. What'd you think of the Major League Baseball weekend that was postponed last night? It didn't end very well because the Yankees and Mets were postponed last night. But looking at it, the Braves and the Nationals went at it this weekend. And, Boston just wins. Yankees win. And now Boston is 5 games up on the Yankees. And the Braves are 1 game back to the Phillies after losing yesterday. And the Phillies winning yesterday. 1 game lead for Philadelphia over Atlanta. We can get to that a little bit. We can tell you the very strange, speaking of baseball, the very strange story of one of the top pitchers in Major League Baseball. We'll tell you about a really crazy injury, but illness coming up there. Hey, speaking of golf, too, what to do to the PGA Championship odds? PGA Championship's in St. Louis in a few weeks. We'll tell you what this past major did to that. Had some bad news in college and pro football. Actually pro football. Tony Sperano, who was a former Miami Dolphins head coach, passed away at the age of 56. How about that? Crazy to see that. SEC Media Day voting. We'll tell you how the SEC media voted. The ACC voted like middle of last week and still don't know the results of it. Don't know why. They strategically release it, but hadn't seen any of that stuff yet. We'll get to that. If you went to the ladies' clinic, there is a saying there that what goes on at the ladies' clinic stays at the ladies' clinic. But you can tell us. We won't tell anybody else. So any lady that went, let me know how it goes. I'm serious. Let me know how it went if you did that. And besides that, we get ready for that lull week, that week in which, in between all the media day stuff, where the coaches go back to work, but the players, there's no practice as of yet. So we'll get into that a little bit as the week goes on. Like, what do you do this week? You sit around and kind of just look at each other and wait a little bit. So kind of that lull week. We'll talk a lot of college football instead. A lot of our stuff that we got from media days last week. But most importantly, we welcome back the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the guy that took the fortnight and surprisingly decided to come home and not surprisingly came home with some big news, as we told you last week. Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Pilar. How are we doing?
Good. Where you been, man? Where you been?
You know what? We, as you said, took a little vacation.
Yeah.
A little Fortnite. Jumped the pond here. Enjoyed it. Had a great time.
Yeah.
But very happy to be home and in the studio this morning.
Oh, man. All in all, first and foremost, the most important part of it, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We had some good news. Got the old lady to say yes to me, and we got engaged over there at, on the Cliffs of Moher, and it was just a wonderful time.
The Cliffs of Moher, you knew this when you were going to do it. You knew the day, you knew everything. You knew it for a while because you told me, and by the way, buddy, you got to give me some credit here. Mm-hmm. Me keeping a secret doesn't happen.
No, it does not.
I tell everybody everything at all points in time.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept it a secret. So that's pretty good on my part. I give myself a lot of credit for that. I only tweeted it out about 10 times. Thank goodness she's not on Twitter.
Sure. No. But she was completely surprised, and the family was there, and it was great. It was awesome.
You decided on the Cliffs of Moher, which is, yet I've never been there. Don't know. I know it's a famous part of the seas, at the North Seas, at the Irish Sea.
Yeah, so that's
sea.
On the west coast of Ireland. It's a little bit south of the Dingle Peninsula, which is the farthest west of the European continent and the European Union.
Right.
And we went out there, and it was in the morning. It was back actually about this time. So it's 11:10 over there right now. And that was about the time that all this went down and all this happened. And she's scared of heights, which was the fun part.
Yeah.
So she's already shaking like a leaf up there, and we're trying to get her to, you know, conquer those fears. And then obviously the proposal happened, so she's shaking a little more. So it was fun. It was a good memory.
I'm with it. And was everybody watching?
So it's a very popular tourist destination, yeah. And I'd wanted a little bit more privacy. So we ended up walking outside of the Cliffs of Moher Park, if you will.
Right.
And to where the park has a bunch of concrete slabs that are right near the edge, so you can't get over them and fall 700, 800 feet to your, you know, untimely death.
Right.
And we ended up walking outside of those slabs where you had spectacular views and you could look right over the edge. And we had a little bit of privacy. One of my best friends was able to take some pictures for us, and
nice.
We had a great time.
Oh man, can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah.
Are they published to the public yet?
Yeah, I threw them up on one of the only things Facebook is used for, right? You know,
yes.
Wedding and marriage announcements and kids and graduations. So I checked one of those boxes.
Nice. Yeah. Very, very nice.
Of course.
We're gonna do segment two. We're gonna talk about the trip.
We can do whatever you want. Yeah.
No, and, it's segment two.
Yeah. We can talk about the trip if you'd like to.
Yeah, I'd love
to. I'm just happy to be back. Happy to get back in the old captain's chair over here. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Running things smooth and beautiful as usual.
How have you been, my man?
Everything's great, man. Life is great. You know, we lost Daisy since you were gone.
I am aware, unfortunately.
And that was tough. You know the hardest part of that kind of stuff, man? Like, you prepare, like, we needed to put her down. Like,
yeah.
She suffered. And so you prepare for that. And that was hard, that part of it. But what you don't prepare for is, like we went out of town this weekend.
Yep.
And we come home, we're like, guess what? Daisy's not going to greet you at the door. You know, that's kind of weird because he always greets you at the door. The most important question I have outside of the gauge, how's Winston?
He was very excited to see us.
Very excited. Nothing better than that, huh?
Yeah, he...
Who kept him?
Her mom kept him.
Great.
And he was up there. He was playing with... They have a couple other dogs, so he had plenty of things to keep his mind busy. But
yeah.
He saw his mom, and it was just about over. That was it.
Now, is he more of a mama's boy or daddy's boy?
Mama's boy.
Really?
No doubt about it.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that, man? That's great. We've got a lot to do, coming back. So, yeah, old lady, I get that text. Now, by the way, is our app not working? Are we working on
this? Yeah, I'm working on this, but
okay.
We'll get there.
All right, good. We've got a lot to do, a lot of stuff. How much sports did you watch? You watched the World Cup?
Did I watch World Cup?
Yeah.
Yes, we watched World Cups in pubs. And,
did you call France the whole time, or did you call...
I called France the whole time.
Did you?
Yeah, I called France, and I said Croatia would make a bit of a run. I didn't think they were going to go that far, but
right.
Here we are.
Right. Was France the best team? Beside, I'm
yeah.
Mistook.
Yeah.
Was it a good finals? It seemed like it was kind of a sloppy finals. Some sloppy goals in there.
I mean, there's a lot of goals scored, so, I mean, there's six goals in the final.
Yeah.
So it was entertaining from a fan's point of view, but, yeah, there was definitely some sloppy play.
Yeah.
And but, hey, it was fun. It was fun to watch.
You know how close we came in this British Open. So you left yesterday.
Yeah.
And so you didn't get, like, when you left, what time did you leave?
I left Dublin at 9:30 local time.
How long a flight? Gotta be like a month.
7 hours. Oh. And
how bad is that, by the way?
Yeah, it's not great. I was sitting in the back of the bus too, so it was not enjoyable. But when I left, obviously he hadn't teed off yet.
Yeah.
And when I landed in Newark, I stepped off the plane, you know, opened up Twitter, and he's tied for the lead.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? And I get down the jetway.
Right.
Because it's taking a while for people to walk, and he's solo for the lead. And I'm like, what is happening?
You're like, well, we're going to have a great show tomorrow.
So, oh, yeah. I'm excited. I'm running to different TVs in the terminal because we had a layover up there. They lost my bag, by the way. I was pretty excited about
what?
It. Oh, yeah. Our good friends at an airline that I'm not going to name because
you already did it on Twitter.
I'm a professional here. But it starts with a U and rhymes with United.
Right.
And they could not get my bag with me to Charlotte Douglas International.
Where is
unfortunately. It? It's in New Jersey still. Couldn't get it there.
Now, and are they going to deliver to your house?
Yes, in 7 to 10 business days is what they told me.
Oh, man. So, thank God if they didn't lose them on the way over, you wouldn't be engaged right now.
Oh, I know. Well, that my dad had the ring. We had that all figured out.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ran to the TV, saw that, and unfortunately it just wasn't meant to be for Tiger yesterday, but it was a lot of fun to see him in contention.
Man,
on
that was great.
Yeah.
It was great. He played really, 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 really well on Saturday. And then Sunday played well on the front side. The back side, he didn't play well. But, man, it was a great golf tournament. You know, you get that kind of field and that kind of golf course and you get that kind of leaderboard coming down the stretch. It was high, high, high drama. And we loved it, man. It was awesome. Awesome. So didn't miss a single shot of it. Absolutely loved it coming down the stretch. You know, it was one of those things yesterday if you were watching it, and I want to see what the TV ratings are because I think they're going to be like unbelievable for the TV ratings.
Well, did you see the heat map? There is a heat map going around on Twitter of when he is charging up the board and he takes the lead, and it's like almost like you're looking into the surface of the sun by how hot the United States and then all of Europe got. It was unbelievable.
That's in Twitter.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Not really the weather part of it.
No. Okay. Even though it was a little dry over there, they haven't had rain for 8 weeks in Ireland and parts of Scotland.
I've got a bunch more questions about it.
Yeah.
But just quickly, weather-wise, what was about the 60s most of the days?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It was.
You love that, don't you?
50-something when you woke up, and then it would get up to maybe like 72, 73, mm-hmm. But there's no humidity.
Yeah.
So you can comfortably wear, you know, jeans or shorts, whatever, and then a light jacket, and you're good to go for the rest of the day. That's great.
That's awesome. Yesterday at the tournament, Molinari didn't make a bogey in the final 2 days.
No.
I mean, that was just an amazing round. He was two over par. No, I'm sorry. He's even par to 36 holes. And then he didn't make a bogey. He played 37 straight holes without a bogey. And shot 6 under on Saturday and then 2 under yesterday. And just amazing. There's a 35-year-old Italian wins and does an awesome job there. Now, it had everything you're looking for, though. High drama, had the names on the leaderboard. I mean, Justin Rose, at one point in time, it looked like, you know, so much, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Kevin Chappell was in that. Tony Finau was in that. Jordan Spieth was in that. Tiger Woods certainly was right in the middle of that. We had Fleetwood was kind of in it there for a little bit. And there's Jason Day played really well yesterday. It was just a great leaderboard up and down. And just to watch it and see it, really, really amazing golf coming out of it. So really looking forward to seeing that and looking forward to, you know, what was looking forward to seeing it, by the way. And looking forward to seeing what the ratings are going to look like because, I mean, it was on yesterday. It was fantastic. Now we move to St. Louis. And like I said, I've got some odds for you coming up a little bit later on. Baseball-wise, Yankees, floating around. You know, you got the All-Star break there. And did you see the Home Run Derby, did you?
I saw bits and pieces. They don't cover it over there at all.
Yeah.
So it was only on Twitter that I was able to see it.
Are they following Tour de France at all there? They cover that?
Yeah. It's a popular minority sport,
right.
Cycling is.
Right.
And they were all over it over there.
You were there for the at the end of Wimbledon, maybe?
Yes, I was there for the end of Wimbledon.
All right. And was the, is the British Open like a huge sports deal?
Is the British Open a huge sports deal?
Yeah.
It was gigantic.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely gigantic.
Okay.
They couldn't get enough.
Anything else? I mean, soccer's kind of in a lull here because the EPL doesn't start till August.
Well, yeah, but they're still covering. So a lot of the big European teams are on North American swings right now.
Yeah.
Where they're kind of touring around our lovely country here.
Right.
And
glad to see you say that, by the way. I thought you might not come back. Like, it was great there. You wouldn't believe it. Like, I didn't want to come home.
It was great there. And
it's better here, though.
They're very friendly, kind people.
Yeah.
But, it's always good to come home.
Yeah, no. I can't wait to hear more about the segment, too.
Sure, of course.
All right. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. I want to tell my friends about Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. I'd imagine Kristen from a 7-hour plane ride, probably a little sore, you know, like not feeling good. Get us a little Urban Nirvana. Take care from Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com, with locations in Charleston, in Columbia, in Lexington, and in Greenville. Meredith has about $90 left on her card from Christmas still. Goes to show you there. And, by the way, Meredith starts work today. And
new job today.
Yeah, new job.
Oh, boy.
So that's great for her. Really looking forward to that. But you know what? I'm making dinner tonight. Probably get a little Urban Nirvana in there this weekend for her. So,
A little Traeger?
A little Traeger. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great day. But anyway, do the Urban Nirvana, the spa stuff, the day spa stuff, the couples massage. Let them take care of you. Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. Guys, it couldn't be more simple. You click on that green tab and you buy it, and you can email it to her, email it to you, and print it out and give it to her. She's going to love the really, really cool place. I shouldn't say it this way, but I would describe it, you know what? Classy joint, you know? Really nice place. UrbanNirvana.com. Check them out online there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Segment two. Can't wait to hear more about Zach's trip. Segment two in your turn right after this.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hey folks, Qualk here to tell you about the best shave on the market with Harry's. I love my Harry's shave every single time. It's the smoothest, most comfortable shave you could possibly imagine. And for a limited time only, they've got a special deal. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with OOP5 at Harry's.com. Get a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel with travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Now you might be thinking, why Harry's? What's the big deal? Well, their founders are tired of paying up for razors, overpriced and overdesigned, so they've offered a simpler option that gives you a quality shave at a fair price. Just $2 for replacement cartridges, less than half the price of the leading competition. They've got 100% quality guarantee. There's no subscription required, and they're now available in Walmart and Target. That's right. They've gone to stores near you. For a limited time only, get that shave set. $5 off with the code OOB5 at Harry's.com. That's just $3. That's all it takes to get started. $3 plus free shipping when you use the code OOB5 at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harry's.com today. Don't forget that code OOB5.
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, only for a 10-count mini.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style with looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers, next level tees for gamers, sporty looks for first day goals, unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialists, they've got an awesome thing going on right now, man. They're moving to a brand new location here in the upstate. And I'd really love to hear from you because they're going to be hiring a bunch of guys, a bunch of girls out there, a bunch of ladies out there. Look, they'd love to talk to you about their new location right beside the Dorman High School area over in Roebuck. And their new job, no experience needed, by the way. They're going to train you, excellent pay, health benefits, and health insurance, and 401k, and a fun family work atmosphere. So get in touch with Canty at 864-475-1671, 475-1671, or CantyCanFixIt.com. They are really, really looking forward to a bunch of new people in the workforce over there and people having better careers and all that. So get in touch with our good friends over at Canty. I have missed this. You know, John and I didn't do segment two. Didn't want to put too much on him too soon there.
Sure.
So we hadn't, you had to earn segment two.
You got to put in years of work.
And you did, without further ado, for the first time in 2 weeks, a fortnight.
Yep.
Segment two with Joshua. I mean, with not
Joshua, close. Yeah, Zach.
Zach. Zach.
Yes,
Zach.
It is. Yeah. Zach, yes. Again, for the folks at home that are listening on our radio, appreciate that. Tune in 105.5 on your dial. We're working on the app problem right now. There's a couple of things we need to tweak, evidently, but we'll get that up and running as soon as we can. Obviously, I was across the pond. I'm coming off a transatlantic flight yesterday and a connecting flight. I'm a little tired this morning, but we're here. We're happy to be here. We're fueled by some caffeine this morning. I don't like coffee that much, but we're here. We're drinking it and excited to do so. 14 days over there with our friends in Scotland and Ireland, and a lot of similarities between the three countries, actually. Mickey Plyler, you would enjoy. I met a Plyler over there, by the way.
Really?
I did, in Belfast of all places.
There you go. But the only thing is, it's our family's Bells on that side over there.
Yeah, there was some guy, I didn't think he was related, but there was some guy, his name was Plyler, and I was like, wow, how about that?
Good-looking gent.
Very good-looking guy. Yeah. Remarkably how good-looking
he
was.
Right.
We started our trip over in Edinburgh, and we flew into Scotland, and we spent 3 days there. Edinburgh is a tourist city, but it is a city that is very welcoming, and it's very, very fun to go to. It's small, it's walkable, and the people are very, very kind there. And it was a good start to the trip. It was one that you get there. I don't know if you've ever taken a flight quite that long before, but there's a serious case of jet lag.
Yeah.
And you get there at, I got there at 7:30 in the morning, and, you're just dead tired. You want to go to sleep, but you got to fight it all the way till 8:30, 9 o'clock that night. Because if you don't, you're going to be jet lagged the rest of the trip. So it was a tough first day, but we got through. We persevered, and we pushed on. It's funny because, I always try to travel, as you do, I believe, with some kind of Clemson hat or shirt on.
Right.
Traveling in Scotland with a Clemson hat on was fun. One of the days we were in Edinburgh, we took a day trip to Stirling Castle. Stirling Castle was the place where William Wallace had one of his more famous battles. William Wallace, of course, the star from the film that all of you are familiar with, Braveheart.
Never seen it, but yeah, I know who he is.
You've never seen Braveheart?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
William Wallace made his stand there, and it's a whole historical thing, but that's great. And on top of Sterling Castle.
What time frame are you talking about?
William Wallace?
Yeah.
Like 1090 something is way back. Top of Sterling Castle, the very big tower. We're taking the prototypical Clemson traveling picture. Got the flag in between everybody. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my dad, my brother, my fiance now, and myself have the flag there. We all have our rings on. We're doing all that stuff.
Right. Loving it.
And I'm walking down. I got a Clemson lid on, and some lady from the bottom of the castle screams up, "Go Tigers!"
How cool, huh?
And we get down, and she's like, "Oh, I was so excited to see the Paul. My daughter's starting there in the fall, and I'm just is so excited to
How
see
cool.
that." And so, you know, people... It was fun to see the Paul travel, and our tour guide knew what it was. He doesn't watch any sports, but he does editing for different TV stations and stuff like that. And evidently, when you know the playoff happens and the national championship, they do show some of those clips across the pond. And he's edited it. He recognized the Paul and saw that kind of stuff. So the brand is very strong.
That's folks, pretty cool.
And it travels very well to all parts of the country, all parts of the world. Scotland was a great time. We enjoyed it. Edinburgh was way better than Glasgow. Glasgow was terrible. We went there, but we went to Scotland, all the way to Scotland, to have the best Chinese meal of our lives, which is funny how those things work.
Hold on, no. What's wrong with Glasgow?
I didn't like it. It was a dirtier town. Our tour guide that went around that day was just a guy that kind of mailed the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't want any part of that. So it affected your outlook on the city. And we were only there for, 18 hours. We weren't there nearly long enough to really soak in what it had to offer. We moved on to your homeland, Mickey Plowler. We moved on to Northern Ireland the next day. Took a ferry across the Irish Sea there.
How long of a ferry ride?
From Glasgow to Belfast. The ferry ride?
Yeah.
It's about two hours.
That's not bad.
You're thinking ferry. And when I thought ferry, I'm thinking, the Staten Island ferry. You know, you're sitting on these little tiny wooden benches, and you're on this, metal ship where you're just packed in like sardines, and you're sailing across, and it's going to be a pain in the butt for 2 hours.
Literal.
This was a cruise ship, essentially,
oh, nice.
And it was wonderful to be a part of. We got upgraded for some reason, and we were sitting up in this, I can't even remember what it was called, like it was some kind of Stetson class, something like that. And, there was commonly beverages and foods, and you're sitting in recliners while you're looking out the front of the ship. It was awesome. And Belfast was everything that you think it is and more. The people are wonderful over there. They're very, very excited to have people come home and see their homelands and see where they came from. My family, the Orrs, are from County Antrim, which is about 15, 20 minutes north of Belfast. And we were able to have the opportunity to go...
A little bit north, below County Down or above County Down?
Below County Down.
Yeah.
To go in the afternoon and try to find some old sites and people. And we're driving along trying to find things because we have no idea where we are. And we just, let's stop and ask people about this. We're looking for a gentleman, an ancestor named William Orr. And we pulled over. I kid you not. We pull over to the first side of the road. First lady we see, she's bringing groceries in. And my dad jumps out and he starts talking to her. And she's like, she's a little apprehensive, but she talks to him. And she's like, "I don't know, but let me ask my husband." And they walk around the back of the house. And my dad says, "Hey, we're from America. We're looking for, our hometown, our ancestors." And he said, "Well, what's his name?" And he goes, "William Orr." He goes, "William Orr? Of course I know William Orr." What?
Everybody knows William Orr.
And he goes, "Of course." And he goes, "Proud Presbyterian. Good to meet you." Because it's a big, religious thing over there.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's Catholics and Presbyterians.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nationalists, the people that want to stay with the UK. Mm. And it's people that want to stay with, have a combined Ireland. You think left and right is bad over here?
No.
They were literally killing each other in the 70s and 80s. You remember watching this on
Irish
TV.
Irish car bomb.
Right? Exactly. We'll get to that part of the story in a second. So he, "Proud Presbyterian, good to meet you." And he shakes his hand and he goes, "I know exactly where he's buried." and he points us in the direction of a cemetery.
Oh, so I thought the cat still lived.
No. This
oh,
we
man.
Go, we go. It's exactly right. He's still living. No. He was buried in 1798.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that's impressive in the sense that we get to the cemetery, and he's a stop on an Irish history tour because William Orr was one of the founders of the revolution to get away from the British rule. And he was arrested and hung for reading articles of freedom and free speech and that kind of stuff. And they made an example of him and hung him. So when the Scottish and the Irish and the Northern Ireland rebelled against the English rule, the battle cry going into that was "Remember Orr." And we found this guy's stone and we were there, and he's a direct descendant of our family. And it was really cool to be a part of that. It was cool that people in the town remembered exactly what this guy did for them. And it was neat to be a part of that.
So from now on, our battle cry will remember Orr.
Remember Orr, exactly right.
Whenever you're not here, like you take another fortnight off.
Yeah, that won't be for a while. Yeah. But yeah, that was really cool to see that. Elsewhere around Belfast, as you mentioned, they're bombing each other all the time.
Yeah.
There's something called the Peace Wall. So it's essentially the Berlin Wall that separates North and South Belfast. And during the day, you can go, back and forth between North and South Belfast, no problem at all. Everybody looks the same. They talk the same. They live in the same houses. They work in the same places. They are friends. Every single night at 7 o'clock, the gates to the wall are closed and locked, and you cannot pass between the cities.
Really?
Can't do it.
Which one's Protestant? Which one's Catholic?
North is Catholic. South is Protestant.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was wild to think of. There's barbed wire and spikes on the fence. Like, it is a big wall, big concrete wall, spikes and barbed wire everywhere.
That's crazy.
And those gates get locked every single night at 7 o'clock.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild.
Did you go by Belfast City Hall? Beautiful building.
We did. We took a big picture in front of it. Have you've seen that before?
Oh, yeah. We used to get postcards from there like twice a year with our family.
Yeah,
beautiful building.
Big, beautiful building. They have actually had no government in Belfast for 18 months. I don't know what happened. I think the tour guide's like, we've just gone on business as usual. We don't need the politicians anymore. Everybody hates their politicians over there, which is funny to think about because you can relate to that on both sides when you're on this side of the pond. And then you're sitting at the steps of City Hall and you're looking all the way down, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. That into the Parliament Building, which the Parliament Building has a mile-long stretch in front of it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful city. I think you would enjoy Belfast immensely.
All right, questions.
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference? Like, could you, when you wake up one day, say, man, this looks like Scotland, this looks like Northern Ireland?
Could I tell the difference?
Yeah, like, look different? Is there a different feel? Like, say, oh, this is Scotland, this is Northern Ireland. Or does it look the same?
Scottish roads are bigger for some reason.
A texter said, drove, you got a scary situation in my life, way too many buses around tight corners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very, very thin roads.
Yeah.
You can tell the accent once you're there and immersed in it a little bit. The Scottish have a bit more of a brogue to their accent. And the
Irish.
Well,
my cousins call over. We call two or three times a year. Mm-hmm. Can't understand them.
No, it's tough. You really got to kind of focus and listen to it. And when these people start, taking in beverages and they become inebriated, you have no chance.
I can understand them. Over the phone, no chance.
No, you just can't do it. It's really tough.
All right. Food.
A lot of fish and chips. They use spice for spice's sake. Like, it's not incorporated in the food. It's on the food to give it flavor, if that makes sense. The food's fine. I mean, you can get by. But it's nothing to write home about.
How are the pints?
They're pints. They're not the 12-ouncers that we pour here in the States, mostly.
Cold or room temperature?
The beer is cold. The beer is always cold.
Right.
The water is always warm.
Yeah.
Asking for ice. You go, hey, get some ice in this water or ice in this soda or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll put like two cubes in it. They'll hand it out to you.
Expensive place?
We're lesser. The dollar is less compared to the euro and the British pound that we had to use in Scotland and the Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland's better than Scotland, the trip?
I love, Edinburgh was my favorite city on the trip. Northern Ireland was amazing. We stayed in this place called the 10 Square Hotel, which was right in city center. You walked everything. That was my favorite hotel on the trip, though.
Nice.
We visited so much.
Any golf courses?
So we were, And Skyland at one point, the closest I ever got to Carnoustie was about 45 minutes away. I couldn't get over there.
Way north.
Yeah.
Carnoustie. Yeah.
Yeah. We only went to the foothills of the Scottish Highlands, and that was great. We saw, you know, a couple of distilleries up there. We did that kind of stuff. But I didn't get too close to it, and we passed a number of different courses. The last full day there, we were near a course, but it was going to be like 115 euros to play. And I was like, I can't swing that for today.
So the British Open next year is coming to Belfast.
Is that right?
Yep.
What's the course?
Portrush, Royal Portrush. Next year.
Well, there you go.
Yep. So it's going to be for the first time in years and years and years and years and years and years, and years. Maybe ever, but it's been a long time.
Forever.
For all that, yeah. Great trip, huh?
Great trip. You know, we saw a lot of Edinburgh, Glasgow, Belfast, Galway.
So I went back to Scotland, flew back out, or you fly out?
No. We went up. We flew into Edinburgh. We went to Glasgow. We crossed the sea to Belfast. We went to Galway. We went down to County Kerry, the Dingle Peninsula. We went to, and then we wrapped all the way around to Dublin in Southern Ireland there.
Dublin's a massive place.
I mean, I guess, right?
Belfast is not massive. Right,
Belfast
like Atlanta or Charlotte or something.
Belfast, no, it's not even close to that. Belfast really? is very small in those kind of comparisons.
Yeah, but Dublin's a massive place.
It's like 1.7.
Oh,
so it's not. You know, when I think massive cities, I do think of Atlanta, and I think of going into New York, right?
Yeah.
So getting to Dublin, there's a lot of people. It just doesn't feel as big as other cities. There's no high rises really.
Could you tell the difference in Northern Ireland and Ireland?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When you're there, yes. When you cross the border, no.
But now, people, you like Northern Ireland better?
Oh, of course, right? Our tour guide was from Belfast, so he was all about it there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great trip, huh?
Great trip. We'll do it again in Harvey. Highly recommend it.
Have you set a wedding date?
God, it was like the night of the proposal. And, well, what do you think about a date, right? And, you know, it's like, just let's enjoy the day first. Like, relax.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. So you set a date after that? That's good. That's cool, man. Great trip, right?
Very good trip. Very good trip.
I'll catch you up on what you missed.
I would love to do
ACC,
that.
SEC Media Days, Wimbledon, World Cup, British Open.
How did the ACC Media Day go?
He went great. Cleveland Farrell is a hoot. Dabo preached. Clemson. Who knows how the voting goes? The thing was last week. We don't know what the voting is. They're still counting votes. Isn't that crazy? When we come back, by the way, I'll give you the SEC Media Days. That came out Friday. They had theirs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, they announced the voting.
Oy.
The ACC had theirs Wednesday and Thursday. Still no voting. Like, we don't know. Also, I had some thoughts, more British Open thoughts, including one of the world's best players who's just in meltdown mode right now. Like, the guy is a mental basket case, and I don't really mind it. We'll tell you about Jordan Spieth coming up in a short break. Hey, I want to tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Prime Lending take care of you. This is the place that really, when I think of doing business, I want to do business locally if I can. I'm not going to sacrifice money, you know, big time prices on that. You don't have to do that. I like doing business with people that I care about and people who care about me, and I can see it. And so I'm not going to do bad business there, lose a bunch of money on that end if I can't. I don't have to worry about that with Prime Lending. I get the local folks. I get it at a really, really cool, thinking about the rates. So I'm not going to sacrifice when it comes to rates. And then when it comes time to it, I'm going to have just these people, the local people that are going to make it simple. It can be for first timers, second timers. It can be a very intimidating experience, but it does not have to be. It does not have to be. Get in touch with a great friend at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins and his team continue to set records, continue to do all kinds of great, great stuff there. Let them take care of you at PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. SEC Media Day, the voting, the all-star teams, all this kind of stuff. We'll get that to you. Also, a few more of the British Open thoughts. And then we'll open up phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text line 986-1566. He's back. Hit him up on Twitter, at Mr. Orr24, at Mickey Potter. We'll come back for more after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
So at left side looking for a gig, it's in the end zone, ball batted up in the air, Higgins comes down with a touchdown!
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Something that Mr. Orr 24 does not have to worry about is going on at Reed's Jewelers this weekend. You know, it's a big all-in cookout this weekend. So that's big around here. Had the ladies' clinic. That was big around here. So we got the all-in cookout now. One thing that we are having over at Reach Jewelers this weekend is their Diamond Design Show. Upgrade, the perfect time to upgrade and trade in your diamond. Or you can remount and restyle that your diamond with the remount specials. Or they've got a bunch of unmounted diamonds over there. They're extensive and affordable collection of diamonds. Reeves Jewelers is really, really looking forward to it. 288-9752. 864-288-9752. Reeves Jewelers, REEDS.com, Reeds.com. Get by. Well, I know they'd love to see you over at Reeves Jewelers. Great trip. Good stuff. Appreciate you checking in and getting all that stuff. Still got a bunch more questions. We'll do this off the air.
Sure.
Might even do lunch today or something. I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
I'm going to take a nap after, after this.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a little more important to you. The old jet lag still hanging in there.
The British Open is coming to Royal Portrush next year. That's northern, north of Belfast. Probably, I don't know, a couple hours maybe.
Get over there, man. Go see the homeland.
Love to.
I think you'd enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I need to see that for sure. Need to see that. The SEC Media Days.
Tell me about it.
They voted on these, and I'm not surprised by it. Let me give you the West, first of all. Who do you think was voted as the champion of the West? That's the Michigan flex on there.
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama with, now of the 284 votes, Alabama got 263 first place votes. Who do you think was second in the poll?
Auburn?
Yes.
How about that?
Auburn got 19 of the first place votes.
How about it?
Only one other team, and this team finished third in the poll, preseason All-SEC poll. What team do you think got the only two other first-place votes in the West and finished third in this poll?
The only... Is it?
Nope.
A&M?
Nope.
Who?
Make another guess.
In the West?
Yeah.
There's nobody that's deserving of another first-place vote, is there?
There's two of them out there.
Who is it?
Just guess. Keep going.
It's not Mississippi State.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Mississippi State.
Is it really?
Where'd that come from?
Ugh.
A&M fourth. LSU picked to finish fifth. What in the world is going on in Baton Rouge and LSU? They're picked to finish fifth in a division. Ahead of Ole Miss and Arkansas. Arkansas picked to finish last. In the East of the, let me see how many votes are 284 votes. One team got 271. Who do you think it is?
In the East, one team got 271, Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one team had 8 first-place votes. Who do you think that was and finished second in the poll?
8 first-place votes in the East?
Yeah.
Not Florida, is it?
No.
In the East?
Yep.
It's not South Carolina.
Game!
No way. No way. I see things have gone completely off the rails since I left.
Game!
And I'm here to restore order. There's no way.
Game!
There is no way.
Yep. Second. Florida third. Missouri fourth. Kentucky fifth. Tennessee sixth. What the world's going on? Tennessee's picked to finish sixth in the league in the East. Vanderbilt seventh. The first team all SEC, I will fly through these. All right. Oh, by the way, Missouri got a first place vote to win the whole thing. No first place votes to win the East, but somebody picked it to win it overall, which is crazy. All right, ready?
Yes.
Offense. Drew Lock, quarterback, Missouri. Running backs, Damian Harris, Alabama. Benny Snell, Kentucky. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Ole Miss. Deebo Samuel, South Carolina. Missouri's tied in. Akawi Bonham. Albert Akawi Bonham, maybe, is the tight end. Offensive lineman, Jonah Williams of Alabama. Greg Little of Ole Miss. Martez Ivey of Florida. Trey Smith of Tennessee. And Piercebacher of Alabama. Second team offense, Jared Stidham, Auburn. Running backs, DeAndre Swift of Georgia, Travion Williams of A&M. Wide receivers, Terry Godwin of Georgia, Ryan Davis of Auburn. Tight end, Isaac Nauta of Georgia. Offensive lineman, Andrew Thomas of Georgia, Lester Cotton of Alabama, Frogholt of Arkansas, Broomfield of LSU, Galliard of Georgia. And third team, Nick Fitzgerald, quarterback, Mississippi State, and Jake Fromm, Georgia. Aris Williams, Mississippi State running back. Jordan Scarlett, running back at Florida. That's a weak running back field. Jordan Scarlett's third. Wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy of Alabama. Emmanuel Hall of Missouri. Conrad of Kentucky. Offensive lineman, Matt Womack of Alabama. Zach Bailey, third team of South Carolina. Javon Patterson, Ole Miss. Harrell of Auburn and McCoy of A&M. Now, so you had a third team guy on the offensive line and a first team wide receiver, South Carolina. That doesn't sound, where's the rest of the other Gamecocks? Here's what's even more amazing, Zach Ormer, to 24. No Gamecocks on the first, second, or third team on defense. How'd you get to pick finish in the second in the East? No Gamecocks on the first, second, or third. Hey, I'm looking at the commercial right now of Royal County Down.
How did you get 8 first place votes in the East?
I don't know. Well, the state newspaper, the Charleston Post Courier, Gamecock Central, the Big Spur, and I don't know. Alabama's Raquan Davis, CC Jefferson of Florida, Montez Sweat of Mississippi State, Jeffrey Simmons of Mississippi State. That's your defensive line, first team. Linebackers, Devin White, LSU, Anthony Jennings, Alabama, Mac Wilson, Alabama. In the secondary, DeAndre Baker, Georgia, Greedy Williams, LSU, J.R. Reed of Georgia, Deontay Thompson of Alabama. Second team defense, Jonathan Ledbetter, Georgia, Terry Beckner, Missouri, Derrick Brown, Auburn, Isaiah Buggs, Alabama. Linebackers are Josh Allen of Kentucky, Deshaun Davis of Auburn, and DeAndre Walker of Georgia. Deshaun Davis is back again. In the secondary, Mike Edwards of Kentucky, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson of Florida, Jamal Dean of Auburn, C.J. Henderson of Florida. Third team defense, no Gamecocks, first, second, third team. Defensive lines, Devontius Russell of Auburn, Rashard Lawrence of LSU, Marlon Davison of Auburn. Marlon Davis is back. And tie between Kiki and Durham, two Texas A&M guys. Linebackers, Dylan Moses of Alabama, David Reese of Florida, Dejon Harris of Arkansas. In the secondary, McLaurin of Mississippi State, Wilson of Florida, Javarius Davis of Auburn, and Ramirez of Arkansas. Special teams, Debo Samuel, a return guy and all-purpose guy. I don't know what the difference in return specialist and all-purpose guy are. Somebody had to explain that one to me. But Missouri's punter and Blankenship of Georgia's place kicker. Second team, the Gamecocks did Joseph Charlton, second team punter. And A&M's place kicker, Miko Hardiman at Georgia, is a return specialist. Trayvon Diggs, all-purpose. What's the difference in all-purpose and return specialist?
I have No, I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know.
So anyway.
Well, all-purpose yards, I guess, right?
I don't know.
Just trying to give away awards.
I don't know. So anyway, little SEC media days. Help me with this, Mr. Orr 24. All right?
Okay.
There were 285 people voted. Actually, Tennessee got a first-place vote, but 285 people voted. And that was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And it wrapped up. They announced it on Friday. Like, this came out Friday after our show was over, but it came out Friday. The ACC media days went on just 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
In Charlotte. They didn't have 280-something people voting on it. No results yet. Where's the preseason poll?
Is there a release date? Are we going to get it?
Are we still at counting votes?
I guess so.
Were there some hanging chads?
There was a recall. We needed to get it going again.
Are they going to release this anytime soon?
Hanging chads.
What are we doing? Are we working on the basketball schedule or something?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on that thing. Takes months to get that going.
Honest goodness, I think they did this. I think they had the thing on Wednesday and Thursday, right? Then I think they all took off for the Outer Banks. Just took some vacation time, took a fortnight. You think we'll get this thing out before September?
Yeah, I think we could probably make that happen.
What are we doing? Now, obviously what we're talking about here is there's a strategic release. Like waiting on other things not to happen, right? Like you've got a little bit of time in there. Let's wait on some other things.
Well, you had the SECs. That whole storyline is going right now. When's the Big 12 and Big 10 stuff?
Big 12 is last week.
Big 10?
I think like this week.
So maybe wait till after that.
I just want it out before September. Give me the preseason poll before the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much to ask.
No, I think that's a very reasonable suggestion.
I guess we voted on it. We might not have voted on it. I don't know.
Do you play in the old golf tournament?
No.
No?
No. That's not real golf.
I hate to hear that.
That's not real golf. Cabbage Choice Golf is not real golf. I told you I compared it to something else. I'll tell you during the break. But it's not real golf. Doesn't count. It's fantasy golf. So I don't do that. It messes your game up. Captain's Choice Golf. I know people like to play Captain's Choice Golf for regular. Like, yeah, let's go on Saturday and play a little Captain's Choice together. What? That means you really suck.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to hear your own score. Hey, my friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I told you I've got a couple more buddies that are doing this now, and they're looking forward to getting up before football season, and it really is amazing to see it. We came home. I left my garage door up last night. We came home from the trip, came in, man. It's just nice to see my garage floor like that. And it was awesome. Hey, Bad, so I told you Daisy was bleeding like crazy. So Meredith said, like, there's pints of blood everywhere. So, like, you know what we did, though? I mean, this is a serious note, a good note. You just wipe it right up. You can't beat that, man. I don't care what kind of stain you have. You just wipe it right up. It's really cool. Our garage looks awesome. Yours can, too. For a no-obligation phone call, 404-8158, 404-8158. Their website, CarolinaFlooringSpecialty.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. Jordan Spieth stinks. We'll take about that after.